The legislative and executive branches of the state today looked for ways to improve relations after the turbulent altercations of last fall over the so-called Troopergate investigation into the firing of Public Safety Commissioner Walt Monaghan. House Judiciary Chairman Jay Ramrass called a hearing to discuss the seven state employees who initially ignored legislative subpoenas, focusing on what advice the Department of Law gave those employees. Referring to the political response to the legislative investigation, Ramrass asked whether Attorney General Talis Kohlberg believes legislative subpoenas have the force of law and whether executive branch employees must comply.
It was very troubling to see us get swamped by people that were sticking their nose under the tent of Alaska's business. And I found it troubling and offensive, and I was troubled that you were a part of that drama.
Kohlberg says he did not have any intention of challenging the subpoenas themselves, recognizing the legislature's rights.
We have never, as it has been suggested over and over again by different people, ordered or directed people not to obey subpoenas. We have given them legal options, and the options they took were based on legal arguments that we had and issues we had with how these particular subpoenas were issued.
Ramrass and other members of the committee pressed Kohlberg with what problems he saw in the subpoenas. Kohlberg challenged the subpoenas with 5 points supporting his arguments that the investigation was not properly authorized. Ramrass wanted a better explanation.
Well, legislature did not authorize the investigation.
All right, and why should they? What basis in law is there for that point? And I'm just asking a question. I don't know.
We believe that that is required by process.
But I thought when I read the rules that 24 was pretty explicit. It said any committee signed by the presiding officer of that body. So how did you make the leap in the executive branch to the full body?
We didn't make the leap. The legislature was not in session when this occurred.
Is a subpoena requiring the attendance of a witness before a standing or special committee of the legislature may be issued by the chairman of a committee when authorized to do so by a majority of the membership of the committee and with the concurrence of the president or the speaker, or with the even I know the difference between may, shall, and or. Even I get that. And it says or with the concurrence of the House or Senate. So in this particular case, we were impaneled. It was the 25th legislature. The Senate Judiciary was doing their job. 3 members said yes. It was signed by Lida Green. What do I not get about number one?
I believe it was necessary for the whole legislature to approve this.
Okay. All right. Well, then we disagree certainly about number one.
Kohlberg and members of the committee agreed that both sides need a better understanding of their relationship and of proper procedural steps. Neither lawmakers nor the Attorney General changed their opinions as a result of the hearing. However, they have agreed to work on a protocol that could prevent future confrontations.